Well, probably the biggest thing as far as improvements, you see most on the offensive side because they deal with a little bit more terminology than the offense than the defense. And so I was really pleased with what we saw on the offensive line. I thought Kabula looked nice out there, did a good job. Movement was very well. And then a couple of the other young guys as far as the offensive line was concerned, like what I saw the two quarterbacks. I think that those guys really have come a long way. They seem to be handling the situation pretty well. And then defensively, I thought there were a couple guys that really stood out. Again, I thought Star and KK looked really good, as did AJ.
Talk a little more about AJ and what he's able to bring to this linebacker
group. You know what's interesting about AJ? He's a very diverse player. He can play all three of the players' positions already. He's a very smart guy, very headsy guy. And I don't want to call him a poor man's Luke, but he's got a lot of characteristics of Luke. The one thing I really liked about him on tape was his ability to tackle. I thought he was a good hit and wrap tackler. I didn't think he missed a lot of tackles, so I'm pretty excited about AJ in terms of being a guy that can come in and help us.
He's a smaller school guy, being on the offensive line. Talk about the way he's kind of embraced that and kind of not—he's stepping up to the occasion, I guess, so to speak. So far.
He really is, because he's an interesting personality. Nothing seems to faze him; it really doesn't. So he may be coming from a small school, but I think he's got a big school mentality, and I think he really likes the challenge. And he's so far has answered it. Obviously, this is against other rookies, and we really get a much better sense when we start getting him with the rest of the guys.
How many of these guys are you hoping maybe to bring back later on?
Well, I think we have the ability to get 3, 4, or 5 guys that we can bring back. So we'll get a chance to see how they do. And, tomorrow's a big day because, now you try to put it all together. And the third day, either the guys are mentally drained and they can't handle it, or they can really step up. So we're looking for some guys that are going to step up and show us what they can do.
Coach, what have you seen from Eric Breitenstein?
You know, he looks like an everyday kind of guy, but man, he's got some sneaky ability, and it showed because he had a great career at Wofford, and I think he's got the ability to be deceptive. His role, what his role can be is going to be interesting because he ran the ball very well there. Obviously, he's shown very well out of the backfield in terms of catching the ball, so he's flashed. He's cutting our attention.